Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. Thanks for joining in on the Devoted to Jesus podcast. My name is Isaiah Ware. I'm the host of this podcast, and I'm 20 years old from Clarksville, Tennessee. The reason I'm starting this podcast is going to be to create people to be fully devoted to Jesus Christ. So in doing that and in reverence to that, that's going to be the topics of this podcast. A little bit of my backstory is I'm from Clarksville, Tennessee, obviously. I grew up in the church, went to church every Sunday, every Wednesday, and it was awesome. I'm telling you, awesome. Top of the notch for Jesus. And so, as time progressed, you know, age start getting older and whatnot, I began to kind of drift away from God. And I don't know if it was a part of me of not having my dad for a lot of my life or whatnot, but I started drifting away, and then other influences in school and work and whatnot. And so I lost my connection with God. And then 20 years old, as of right now, I was at a liquor store on Halloween 2024. My stepdad, he calls me. He's like, hey, stepdad Eugene Choate. He calls me. He's like, hey, this boy from Light Point Church wants to talk to you. So apparently there's no such thing as a coincidence. They were both getting a haircut that day, and the boy spoke to me. He's like, yeah, you know, we're gonna lock in numbers and whatnot and get in contact. So, you know, I contacted him, and he told me, hey man, you go through the growth track classes at Light Point, 3-week thing, and then you'll be able to plug into the media team, production team, whatnot. So I'm like, okay, yeah, nice. So whether or not I knew it or not, it wasn't just a team I was joining. It was giving my life to Jesus as well and being fully devoted to him. And now to this day, you know, I read the Bible every day. I study the word. I tell people about Jesus. I tell them that he's the savior for all, you know. God is meek. He's kind. He's loving. He's patient. He's merciful. He's forgiving. You know, it's crazy how God can work through people to reach you. You know, 15-year-old boy saved my life and brought me back to God. Obed, I thank you, brother. So, there's no such thing as a coincidence. God doesn't put people in your path unless he has clear directions. You know, God is willing to go that extra mile to make sure that you are loved for, you're cared for, you're taken care of. So that's just, it's awesome. You know, having God in your forefront and just being amazed and thrilled by his work is just, it's powerful. You know, Matthew 28:19 states, go, therefore, make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching these new disciples to obey all my commands. And that's what God has done. And then we have another one, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, his only son, to cover my sins, your sins, everyone's sins. God did this. Jesus. I don't know about you guys, but that really gives me chills, you know. I have someone that loves me this much that he would sacrifice his son for my sins. And I recently just watched a movie. It's called The Forge. And I broke down crying because it reminds me of my story, you know, where I've came from. So if you guys enjoyed this brief podcast, first podcast, just leave comments, like it, follow. I'm always going to be available, going to be getting active with these podcasts, because it's at the end of the day, it's about creating people to be fully devoted followers of Jesus Christ, you know. So, hey, peace out.